Slam's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Hey, if you can't get involved on the phones, we'd love you to hit us up on the internet. You just head to Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at Tom and Ollie is where you can get us. Now, before Ollie, you were playing a game which is basically, can you be pitch perfect with, what's her name?
Sorry, tuned out. No, I was reading all, there's a lot of comments.
Suck.
Pitch perfect, we're playing a game, Whitney Houston. Could you sing that key bit?
Now, on Instagram, you ask people to send theirs in. I've got one from Maddie D, right, who's from Triple M Adelaide.
The
take
big
a listen.
D.
Yeah.
Hey, boys, it's Maddie from Triple M Adelaide. And I...
Pretty good.
He's got that rock and roll vibrato, is it, where you get that vibration sound in the voice?
Oh,
I respect that.
It's so cool.
Our socials are going off tonight, Tom. The photo of you, your boyfriend Seth, being compared to Russell Coit. Getting a lot of got a lot of love. Well, Edwina says no. Ben says not even the slightest resemblance at all. So a bit of dissent there. Andrew said looks more like the smart ass kid from In Between Us. And then Sean said looks like he plays a bloke who plays a bit part in The Big Bang Theory.
Okay.
So a lot of conjecture as to who your boyfriend Seth is.
Not proud of that one. Hey, after this double play, I'm going to tell you how Paris is swaying people from urinating in public. What? Stick around. You're with Tom and Ollie. Triple M. We have questions. Naughty after nine. It's new music from Panic at the Disco. It's called High Hopes. What do you think about it? Head to triplem.com.au, become a club member, and let me know what you think, because I need to know what to spin. You know, I need to know what tracks to spin, because I'm a DJ. That's what I do.
Yeah, good on you, Tom. Before you get to your urination story, Tom,
whoa.
Exciting news for the fans of our OnlyFans nude page.
Yeah.
Because that's in a few minutes' time, I'll explain why. But if you're a fan of that, huge, huge news.
Oh, and you thought I couldn't speak tonight.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Ollie, have you ever weed in public?
Yeah, sometimes.
What?
Have
weed on the street?
Not in the street, in an alleyway. down a laneway.
Well,
near your house, actually. You got a laneway behind your house, did a pee. It was symbolic.
Oh my God. Well, Paris, they're getting really annoyed with a lot of people weeing on the streets.
Oh, really?
They've decided to take to the streets with brand new public urinals. Now, I don't know if you've ever been to Europe. No, actually, I do know. You haven't.
I did watch Midnight in Paris last week. So.
How good's that film?
Well, it's beautiful. Paris looks lovely. So I can't work out, is Paris beautiful? Because there's also that idea, but then there's the idea that it's the city of rats. Which one is it?
Some of the cities throughout Europe do have these public urinals. And when I say public urinals, I mean like literally you're standing on the street weeing into something.
Like at a bloody festival.
There was one at Belfast that came out of the ground at sunset. It like came out of the ground, electronically came out of the ground automatically. And it was just like a thing you stood around and weed into on the street.
So it was hidden and then it comes out of the ground?
Correct. Just for nighttime. It was pretty incredible stuff.
Where was that?
Belfast in Ireland.
Wow.
Used one. Somebody took a photo of me using one as well. I'll try and find that actually. But Paris has created these new ones that residents aren't liking. Basically, they're like a red box and you wee into the front of it. And it's got like a little slit that it goes into, and on top of it are flower boxes. They're using the wee as compost.
That's great.
Yeah, it kind of seems great, but I'm going to show you a picture now. This is the urinal there. You can swipe to the left as well if you want to see a guy using one.
Oh, yeah.
But it looks like a post box.
It's composting though. That's clever. You've got to respect that. You don't want just a big box of pee. It's better to have a flower on top.
I mean, look at that photo there. There's a guy literally just on the side, like just at the front of a building.
So and they're there permanently. I mean, they're not moving, are they?
They're definitely not moving. And if you zoom in, the sign for it literally depicts like a guy, a cartoon man, not like a cartoon you'd see on a toilet sign, like a full cartoon you might see in a comic book.
Okay.
and he's weighing into one of these boxes. Like, it's a full picture. It's pretty insane.
So if you're not clear as to what they're there for, that you know.
Correct. Residents are hating them. One local said, it's horrible. We're told we have to accept this, but it's absolutely unacceptable. It's destroying the legacy of the island. Can't people behave?
They don't look too sightly, do they?
No.
They're pretty, and it's red paint, so it's just like a big red box full of pee-pee.
What do you reckon? Do you think it's a good idea or a bad idea?
Look, if it's in Paris, is it a question of a wee-wee or no-no? It's a big no-no for the wee-wee box for me, Tom.
The biggest build-up to a gag we've ever done.
And that's the end. We're going home. Have a good night.
Oh, God.
Should be a good weekend.
Clock off now.
We'll see you Monday.
Can't get any better than that. This is Paradise City, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. I don't need to tell you what that was. It's epic. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
I love your feedback on the socials, especially Leonie, who loves the show. They said, I work very long hours, but when I get home, I grab my smokes, wine glass, and it's out to the man cave to see my shepherd, Rocky, and listen to you guys every night keeps me sane.
Oh, Leonie.
That feedback coming through.
A woman cave, would you call it? She's out in the man cave?
I wasn't gendering anything.
Well, it's called a man cave. Woman cave is not the best term to use, but, you know, whatever it is, wherever you enjoy the show, we're glad you're loving it. And as you say, Tom, the weekend's almost here.
They said it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're having a bloody water here, aren't we?
Yeah, definitely. So, look, along the lines of our social media, you can hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at Tom and Ollie. But there's one other platform you can actually hit us up on. It's called OnlyFans.
It's our least popular platform.
Oh, yeah. It's got two followers. Although today, Ollie, we've received one other follower. Now, to give you a bit of backstory.
Oh, this is exciting.
Yeah. To give you a bit of backstory, you had a nude.
I did.
Taken of you. A tasteful nude that your girlfriend took of you on your girlfriend's birthday weekend away.
In a spa bath. It was very sexy. I spent a lot of time editing it and getting the angles right.
Now, we thought, where's the best place to release this nude? It's not on your normal socials. You're not going to chuck it on the Bebo.
That's too easy.
You're not going to chuck it up on MySpace. No.
Pinterest? No.
Here's what you're going to do. You're going to go to OnlyFans.com. You're going to upload it there. And then people can subscribe
people
for the measly fee of $4.99 US.
Now, to be fair, we didn't want to charge that much.
No.
I wanted to charge a dollar sign-up fee. I thought I rated myself as a dollar.
But we chucked in the dollar sign and I went, the smallest fee you can charge is $4.99 US. So,
which is about $8 maybe. So we have got three fans though. Well, so there's a market for it.
Here's where we see ourselves though, Ollie. We have said that we will upload a photo for every single fan that pays for the OnlyFans service.
I think that's fair.
It's so fair.
Because before tonight, there was two photos and two fans.
Now
we've got a new fan. It's time to get a new nude up.
That's right. I've received a message, an email to our joint email account that says user 497687 has joined our OnlyFans account.
Sexy number.
I know. And has decided to pay us the $4.99. Now, you can also give us feedback on the OnlyFans account to why you might stop paying your subscription fee. That's the other thing. It's not a one-off fee. It's a subscription-based service.
It's like Spotify.
It's like Netflix. It's like your Stan. You know, you're paying it for regular content, aren't you? You're streaming this content.
I think it's worth it. It's great content.
Well, we've already had the first two people cancel their subscription. You can and they
no
can't,
way.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, they've turned off auto renewal.
So we've only got one fan then, the new one.
Well, it depends how long ago they joined.
Oh, this is heartbreaking.
At the end of their month, it will stop.
You shouldn't
they
have
will
said
stop
that.
Access.
You shouldn't have put that in the ether because now everyone knows that people who've seen the site think it's not worth it.
Well, they have said in the feedback form, it is too much money.
Yeah.
They have said it's too much money.
Yeah, and I respect that.
Whoa. What do you mean you respect that,
well,
bro?
I can't understand. I haven't got $8 a month to throw at cheap nudes.
$8, mate. It's $4.99 US.
Yeah, that's about $8 Australian.
You know how much you're paying for Netflix?
You're in your nude.
Like $12.
You've got your pants pulled down at your ankles and you're wearing a singlet and you're pulling it up high. It's not even a nude.
Well, it's, you know.
At least I'm actually nude in mine.
Okay, so here's what you can do. If you'd like to subscribe.
I posted a third photo. Just
you posted
now.
A third photo?
I posted a third photo. It's called Ollie Shows Off His Wood. That's the caption.
Oh my God.
And you can check out. I am nude in it. it's somewhat tasteful, but I am very much nude. I think you should check it out.
Okay, I'm going to go to this photo now because I haven't seen it. You can go to onlyfans.com/TomandOllie. That's Ollie with a Y. Just heading there now.
What you can do as well, Tom.
Oh, my God.
What? Well, it's not too much, is it? It's subscription only.
Oh, my God.
What?
I was not expecting
that. Is
that
better than you thought? It's pretty nude. This... Nothing left to the imagination.
That is extremely nude. If you want to see it, make sure you subscribe to the OnlyFans account at Tom and if Ollie you,
if
on
you're,
OnlyFans.
If you're a real cheaper, you can do a one-off payment. You sign up, you screenshot the photos, and then you
unsubscribe.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Oh, God, loving those nudes, Tom. Hopefully you get some more fans, some more subscribers to OnlyFans.com in the next few days.
OnlyFans.com/TomandOllie if you want to see nudes.
Get that bankroll filling up. James on Facebook messaged us at Tom and Ollie, and we love your messages. We love them.
Oh, yeah.
He said, guys, in reference to a female man cave, I said, is it called a woman cave?
Oh, yeah.
He said, guys, a female man cave is normally called a hen den. So if you've got a hen den, good on you. It'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Hendon.
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 I want to bring back, Tom, a game we've played once and once only.
Hendon Manor.
I invented it. I'm going to push on here. It's called Truth or Challenge.
Oh, don't we have an opener
now? Yeah, I've got an opener, actually. Let's play that bit.
Okay.
Truth or Challenge.
It sounds a lot like Truth or Dare.
No, Truth or Challenge. It's very different.
Truth or Challenge is a game that involves two very diverse options. One involves... you telling a true thing.
Yeah.
The other, I challenge you to do something.
Like a dare.
Like a dare, but not a dare. It's a challenge.
Oh.
So 1-3-3-5-3. I need one brave contestant, one person willing to risk life and limb or maybe reputation and ego and play the game Truth or Challenge. If you join us, you get the prize no matter what. But then, of course, you face the truth or the challenge.
Love it. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Other side, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Weekend's nearly here. G'day, Tom and Ollie. Triple M. We have questions. Should I play the content warning, Ollie, for this one?
Yeah, I reckon, Tom. Yeah.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Play that warning because we're playing Truth or Challenge, Tom. And let's hear the opener.
Truth or Challenge.
It sounds a lot like Truth or Dare.
No, Truth or Challenge. It's very different.
And so, yes, a content warning is required because you never know when you get truths or dares. I mean, I think truths particularly, you know, they can be naughty, they can be
nice,
sexy, they could be revealing.
Oh, my God.
And the challenges themselves could also be somewhat, in some ways, naughty. The last time we did this was a huge success. We had old mate down in Coles and I made him yell out something very embarrassing.
For God's sake, where are the condoms?
Now, that was pretty fun. What was his name, do we know? Darren. This evening playing Truth or Challenge.
Nick, it was Nick.
Thanks for calling up on 1-3-3-5-3. Billy, you're our first contestant.
G'day, fellas. How you going?
Good, mate. Have you heard this segment before?
I haven't.
Okay, great. Well, it's be fresh for you. How it works is I offer you a very poignant choice. Truth or Challenge? I'm going to ask you to make that choice now.
I'll go Truth.
Yes. First person to choose truth. We've done a couple of challenges now. Both involved yelling something out. This one is...
You got someone to get under their bed and then ask their partner to come and see them. And the partner was already in the room, so they saw them go under the bed.
Yeah, it was mayhem. It was absolute mayhem. It was a great fun night we had that time.
You thought about it on the spot. Have you put in any prior work this time, Ollie?
Yeah, well, this is a... Billy's chosen truth here. So, Billy... A bit like the game Truth or Dare, but very different. I'm going to ask you a question.
It's not different.
And, of course, as the rules stipulate, you must answer truthfully.
Yep.
All right? Yep.
Yep. You get on the radio and you say, yep.
Trying to drag it out a bit, Billy, so add a bit of theatre to it. So, under oath, here is your question.
Yep.
Thank you, Tom.
No worries.
Billy, who was the first person you had a crush on?
Oh, my God.
First person I had a crush on.
Think about it.
Ooh. be Amy Stevenson.
Oh, my God!
Oh, you loved Amy Stevenson, didn't you?
Yeah.
When was that?
Oh, it would have been year 7, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Year 8.
You ever see her now?
She's married and got a kid.
It hurts, doesn't it?
Does sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's how we...
Could have been me.
And that's how we... You go.
And that's how we play.
Truth or challenge?
It sounds a lot like truth or dare.
No, truth or challenge. It's very different.
It's a hit. It's an absolute hit, Tom.
Well,
and on 1-3-5-3.
I would say, in the words of Billy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. We're opening it up. So if you like to speak more than just one word, then 1-3-5-3 is the number. And I will play again with you, truth or challenge.
Oh my God. Give us a call.
And I've got a key ring as well for guys who play. So
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's a new song from Paul Kelly. It's called With the One I Love. He's got a brand new album coming out October 12. It's going to be called Nature. He's just a powerhouse. Just chucking songs out there. Amazing stuff. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Tom, we're playing a game called Truth or Challenge.
Don't say Truth or Challenge. Sorry. We're about to play an opener
don't play it then.
That says Truth or Challenge.
We'll play it later when we need the hype. We need to build some more hype into it.
Okay.
Truth or Challenge is, it sounds like Truth or Dare. It is similar, but very different as well.
Yeah.
Of course, it involves a choice. We need a player who is brave enough to come on board and play without any real incentive but the honour of playing. But Tom, we've also got limited edition Triple M key rings here.
Yeah.
These have been gifted to us by the boss.
Now, when we said, can we have merch? He went, absolutely not.
Yeah.
There is absolutely no way I'm getting you guys merch.
We said, ha, come on, mate. Come on, Fitz. We'll have some merch, please.
Went, absolutely not. You can have these key rings that have
dust on them.
Errors on them.
They have some markings that aren't accurate. They're old, but they are still Triple M branded. They're pretty cool. And so we're calling them limited edition Tom and Ollie key rings.
And the way you get them is by calling 1-3-3-5-3 and playing.
Truth or challenge?
It sounds a lot like truth or dare.
No, truth or challenge. It's very different.
Sorry, hang on. I've just noticed. Did you record that opener when you were in your sick phase?
Yeah. I was sick.
You can kind of hear
the
stuffiness. Oh, yeah, you can. Listen towards the end.
Truth or challenge?
It sounds a lot like truth or dare.
No, truth or challenge. It's very different.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Quite nasally.
Yeah.
We've got a player on the phone. Good evening, John.
Hey. Hello.
G'day, John. Good, John. You've always said more than Billy because you said hey and hello. Billy just said yeah. So, John, thanks for getting involved and bravo to your courage.
Thanks, Ben. Yep.
Now, John, just so I can get a bit of an understanding of where you are right now and I can tailor the challenge, not the dare, the challenge to you. Where are you?
I'm walking just outside my house.
Okay, and who's at home?
Just mum and my brothers.
Okay.
Oh my God.
So you're in the house or out the front of the house?
Just out the front.
Yeah, okay. Did you leave the house to do this?
Yeah, I don't get good signal inside.
Okay, cool. All right, well, John, are you ready to play Truth or Challenge?
Yes.
Okay, drone is already playing.
Yeah.
So is it truth or challenge, John?
Truth.
Okay.
You're so bad at this game,
Ollie. I had a good dare.
You need to prepare for a challenge.
John, don't you want to do a dare?
No, he chose truth. Give him a truth.
Okay. I'm ready.
I just want the key ring.
Yeah, well, you are going to get it because you're brave enough to play. All right, here we go. Truth.
I just want the key ring. Oh, my God.
John, answer truthfully this question here.
You haven't made a question.
Did you ever find a teacher sexy? And if so, what was their name?
So shit.
No.
Wow.
Well, he gets the key ring.
Yeah, well, he's answered honestly. I can't make him answer.
It's a good radio.
John, was that...
Oh, shut up, John.
Were you being truthful, though? It's under oath, you know.
Yeah, 100%.
You didn't find any teacher sexy?
No.
Bummer. All right. That's how we play truth or challenge.
No, don't say it.
That's how we play.
Truth or challenge.
sounds a lot like Truth or Dare.
No, oh, Truth God. Or Challenge. It's very different.
It's a hit, Tom.
No, it's not.
It's an absolute hit. We're getting John one of these sexy limited edition key rings. Oh. It's black. It's got Dr. Dan.
Yep.
Yep. And also, no.
You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Jeez, we have questions. It's Bush, Come Down. Oh, before that, Bad to the Bone, George Thorogood. How about those tunes tonight? Just so good. Tom and Ollie, Triple M, we have questions.
End of the week, Tom. Just thought I'd wrap end up quickly. Well, for us anyway. And look, tomorrow will fly by. Hopefully you're off for the weekend. If you're not, I'm sorry. But on the socials, Tom, Facebook, Instagram, lots of action surrounding the photo comparing your boyfriend, Seth, to Russell Coit. Did an official poll on Instagram. If you want to find it, you can search us at Tom and Ollie. And the results say 50-50. So people are drawn on whether he does look like Russell Coit or not. C Dean 89 on Instagram said more like Dewey from Malcolm in the Middle.
Sure.
Kasamasuka said 100% Russell Coit. So look, people are.
But that's not the only reason you should head over to Facebook, Ollie. I mean, this week it was my birthday and you took me to State Parliament. I mean, all this Parliament bizzo that's going on in Canberra, I reckon I caused it in State Parliament and it's gone all the way to Canberra.
Good point. Is it because you were such a dickhead getting around Parliament, waving around the black rod and the golden mace?
I mean, I don't want to do clickbait, but do you think I was the rudest person in Parliament ever? I don't know. Find out by clicking on the video.
It was either you or one of the year eights that we saw getting a tour because I know year eights are pretty bratty. But yeah, check it out. Worth seeing. And look.
It was a good time to get my jetpack joyride coins up, to be honest.
So rude playing games in Parliament. But God, of course, tomorrow, go to sleep tonight. Tomorrow, big day. We might have a new PM.
Oh, yeah, right.
Peter Dutton might have moved. We might have a whole new political landscape. So that's a bit of fun. No, let's all go to bed. Get a good night's sleep. See you, Tom.
Hooroo. See you on Monday.
That was Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app. And if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter @TomandOllie. Triple M.